الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي Tonight is the first night of Muharram and the topic which I intend to discuss is pertaining to one of the outstanding characteristics of the ulamas, of the people who are occupying the office of marja'iyat, of people who considered this very thing which I am going to discuss this evening as a factor for their success. And that is their tawassul, their attachment, their devotion to Ahle Bayt in general and to Sayyidul Shuhada in particular. If you read their biographies, people who were towering figures, people who were figures of repute, I'm talking of high-ranking ulamas, people who are occupying the office of marja'iyat. If you read their history, you will find amongst the factors which they considered them to be a success was their attachment, their devotion to Sayyidul Shuhada. We should read their history and so should we take lessons from their lives. Amongst them is Ayatullah Amini, Allama Amini, which you are well aware of his celebrated book Al-Ghadir. This book Al-Ghadir, in a second if I may introduce you, amongst his several works, one of them, amongst his several scholarly works, one of them is Al-Ghadir. It has been mentioned that Allama Amini has gone through around 10,000 books in order to write this book. He has left no stone unturned to write this book. He has quoted all those sources where the incident of Al-Ghadir is mentioned. He has quoted the Quranic ayats pertaining to Imam Ali alayhi salam. And so has he quoted the traditions pertaining to Imam Ali alayhi salam. And Dr. Jafar Shahidi, an Iranian scholar, says that in order to write this monumental work Al-Ghadir, Allama Amini had to read around 10,000 books, and reading not just by a passing by remark, reading in the true sense of the word. This is among his several scholarly works, in addition to the various foundations which he built, in addition to the library of Amir al-Mu'mineen which he built in Najaf Ashraf. Amongst them, one of his outstanding work is Al-Ghadir. This is Allama Amini, which even Sunni scholars have appreciated this work. Let us read about him, let us discuss about him, and let us see what was his attachment to Sayyidul Shuhada. It is being mentioned in the books that his son by the name of Muhammad Hadi Amini is reported to have said that once on Friday I saw my father in a dream. And I posed a question to my father. I kissed his hands and I posed a question to my father that, oh my father, which is the thing which has helped you most in that world? He has now left this temporary world. I've mentioned in a glimpse his work. This is just one work of his which is monumental. You can realize from this figure how much engaged he was in research and reading. So he's asking his father, oh father, what is the thing which has helped you most there? The father says, according to this riwayat, according to this incident, that I can't hear you. Can you repeat once again? Allama Amini's son is posing a question to his reverend father. that amongst those works which you did in this world, you have written several publications, you have written Al-Ghadir, you have led that library of Hazrat Amir al-Mu'mineen, you have led many establishments. Amongst these, O father, what has helped you most? The father says, O son, can you repeat once again? I can't hear you. The son once again repeats, O father, amongst those hundreds of tarikhair which you have done, what has helped you in that world which you are in? Allama Amini is replying, recitation of the ziyarat of Sayyidu Shuhada only. The son says, O father, but now relations between Iran and Iraq are not friendly. It seems his son was in Iran. So what should I do now? He's asking an advice to his reverend father. The father is saying, if at all you can't make to the shrine of Sayyidu Shuhada, participate in assemblies where the tragedy of Imam Hussein is being recited. By participating, you will be granted a thawab equivalent to the recitation of Ziyarat of Sayyidu Shuhada. The father says, oh my dear son, how many a times I have advised you. That is in his lifetime. Oh my son, how many a times I have advised you that you should pay utmost attention to this thing which I am trying to tell you. And then his son Muhammad Hadi Marifat says that it is now 30 years, that is when this thing was revealed, that I am constantly reciting Ziyarat-e-Ashura. This is amongst the outstanding figures, Ayatollah Amini. Ayatollah Hussain Burujardi, our elders are aware of this figure. Shahid Mutahari describes him as a faqih in his true sense of the word. No ordinary figures. No ordinary ulamas, ulamas of repute, but see their attachment to this issue. Ayatollah Burujardi, in his life it is written that he had sore eyes to the extent that the doctors had given up hope of his treatment. If you read his history, at the age of 88, he was without spectacles. But initially, when he was in Burujard, he was really afflicted by eye problems to the extent that the doctors had given hope of his ilaj. And he once says, this man had a special respect to the Zakirin Akiram because they were reciting the mercy of, they were reciting the musibah of Sayyidu Shuhada. In addition to having extra attention to Sayyidu Shuhada, so was Ayatollah Burujardi having special attention to those people who were reciting the tragedy of Sayyidu Shuhada. It is written in his history. And a man of outstanding figure. He says, once I was in Burujard, and it is the custom there amongst the Maharaja, that when Ashur comes, people, breastbeating, go into the veranda of the Mujtahideen Ikram. Ayatollah Burujardi says, it so happened that on the day of Ashura, there it was a custom in Burujard, that some of the ulamas with some of the saadats used to take earth and used to put it on their faces and on their bodies. And by doing azadari, they used to enter into the marriage's house. Now it so happened, Ayatollah Burujardi says, that once a group led by ulamas and by saadats of Tabatabai, having put earth on their faces and on their body, they entered my house. And they were in a state of azadari. They were breastfeeding. I was with extreme sorrowful eyes. I was with extreme painful eyes. And I went to one of the azadar. And I took the earth from his foot and placed it on my eyes. Immediately, my eye ailment was removed. And it is said that up to the age of 88... Ayatollah Al-Uzama Hussain Burujardi was engaged in his study circles without spectacles. Ayatullah Abdul Karim Hairi. He was an Ayatullah al-Uzama of his time. He was the foundation of this Hawza Ilmiya. He used to conduct his lessons, but he made a condition that before I begin my studies, someone should come and recite for a few minutes the musibah which fell on Sayyidu Shuhada. It was his practice. And a person used to come, before his lesson, someone used to recite the tragedy which befell Imam Hussein. And it is even mentioned that after he getting the post of Marja'iyat, he used to be found in the streets, barefooted, doing sinazani. So one of them posed a question to him, a close mate of him, that what is the reason of your so close attachment to Sayyidu Shuhada? And Ayatullah Abdul Karim Hairi replies that all what I have is on account of Sayyidu Shuhada. All what I have, my progress in academic achievements, my going to the position of Marja'iyat, etc., etc., is on account of my attachment, my tawassul to Sayyidu Shuhada. Sheikh Murtaza Ansari, a person who was a genius in jurisprudence, a person enjoying a multi-dimensional scholarship, no ordinary figure. In addition to his heavy research and reading, it is mentioned in his history that he used to recite Ziyarat-e-Ashura every morning and every afternoon. And he died, and someone saw him in a dream and asked Sheikh Murtaza Ansari that what has helped you more there? These people had already seen the world of Barzakh. They had left this temporary world. What has helped you, O Sheikh, in that next world? Sheikh Murtaza Ansari says, the only thing which has helped me here, he recites thrice, Ashura, Ashura, Ashura. The recitation of Ziyarat-e-Ashura. Ayatullah Mustafa Khomeini, the son of his illustrious father, Imam Marhum Al-Khomeini. During those days which were makhsus, for instance Ashura or Arba'in, it is mentioned, the way it has been mentioned of other ulamas, that Ayatullah Shaheed Mustafa Al-Khomeini used to go by foot from Najaf to Karbala. By foot. And on the way, in his history it is written, that he used to suffer blisters to the extent that he used to bleed. Yet, his journey was on by foot. And in the course of his journey, he used to weep and recite Dua Tawassul. To the extent it is written in this Sayyid's life, was martyred in Najaf, that he made it a must to participate in any gathering where he was invited, where the tragedy of Imam Hussein was recited. To the extent, he himself organized every Friday a majlis, where at times it was possible that the only hearer was one, and that was none other but Sayyid Mustafa. These are the lives of our high-ranking ulamas. They consider this to be a thing of paramount importance. We are supposed to take lessons from them, and we are supposed to understand their lives. For this evening, I will pause here. Inshallah, from tomorrow onwards, and in the succeeding nights, my topic will be, as youths are in this question mark, that had Islam deteriorated to such an extent, had Islam gone down to such an extent, that there was nothing which could salvage it but by Imam Hussein and his near and dear one giving their life? In order to understand this answer, a very critical analysis of history has to be made. Otherwise, giving vague answers would not give justification to this answer. How did Imam Hussain alayhi salam save Islam? A critical view, analysis has to be made of history. Inshallah, from tomorrow and in the succeeding nights, we shall be tackling this question. Wassalam.